Dreams of Hope is an organization that helps bring people together in high schools, generally ages 13 to 21, LGBTQA groups, very inclusive, or I should say LGBTQA youth coming together. And it's a pleasure today. We have Matt and Crystal, and also Adil with us. And Adil, I'll start with you just to ask you to tell us a little bit about what's new at Dreams of Hope. One thing that's new is you. You've been involved for a long time, but you're now the program director there. Susan's out in Minnesota and still involved, but tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're up to.
Great. Thanks so much, Larry, for having us today. My name is Adil, like Let's Make a Deal, and I'm a theater artist and teacher originally from Chicago, Illinois, and I've been living in Pittsburgh for 4 years now and lucky enough to have been working with Dreams of Hope the whole time. I am the program director, which means I get to do a lot of the programming. We work with schools, we work with young people, community organizations, and my favorite part of the job definitely is working with Theatric, our performance group. It's a group of 13 to 21-year-olds that are interested in conversations about lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and allied conversations. And together we create original music, theater, dance, spoken word, and then perform for all kinds of audiences and share our conversations and questions with folks.
Yeah, and it's just so well done. And there is an event at Alloy Studios tomorrow here in the Pittsburgh area, tomorrow, September 7th, actually in East Liberty, between 1 and 5 tomorrow afternoon, 5530 Penn Avenue, where you can more or less audition to get involved with the group. It's open to anybody between the ages of 13 and 21. All you need to do is spend a minute doing something. It could be a monologue. It could be a little puppet show, I suppose. It could be reciting something from memory. As a matter of fact, not to put either Crystal or Matt on the spot, but did you have to audition in this sort of way as you became involved with Dreams of Hope? And I'm curious if you remember what you did to audition. And I don't want to put you on the spot if you don't. I'm looking at Matt, and so is Crystal.
Well, when I joined Dreams of Hope 2 years ago, oh gosh, 2 years ago, I haven't said it out loud yet, it was very different. We had less people. We had a different space in general. We've grown a lot in the last
year. So would you show up and somebody like Adil would give you a one-minute pitch for why you should stay?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, more or less.
How about, do you remember going through any audition process, Crystal?
Well, again, I joined 3 years ago. In my first 2 years, we didn't have auditions. Last year, there was a lot of different stuff that people did for auditions.
Yeah, what kinds of things happened?
We had people play the piano. We had people sing. We had some people do some monologues, some poems, stuff. Some people read stuff that they had written. And then, like, there's always so many other options. Like, you can dance, you could do a cool step routine, or you could, I don't know, like, pretty much anything.
Yeah, play a musical instrument. I should point out Crystal, is whose voice you just heard. She's a Taylor Alderdice graduate and is involved with Dreams of Hope. And Matt is also active, and you're at Pittsburgh Kappa. Is this your junior year?
Junior year of high school, yes.
Do you have a focus area at Kappa?
I do. I am a vocal major at Kappa.
Excellent. And how's that going so far?
Oh, that's interesting.
It's a challenge, I would imagine. Have you thought about what you might want to do after high school?
I definitely don't want to sing.
You don't? Really?
Yeah, I'm cool. I think 4 years of straight singing for 4 hours a day is good.
Well, a lot of times people can think that pursuing that with that much discipline takes some of the fun out of it, maybe.
A little bit,
not to put words in your mouth, but I know I always think about tennis. I loved to play tennis when I was a kid, and so I joined the tennis team, and then suddenly it wasn't fun anymore at all, and I stopped. So once Dreams of Hope puts together the theatric, but it's with a Q at the end. Do you end up going into schools and community centers to perform? Tell us a little bit of deal about what the group does.
Exactly. So over the fall, we'll create the work and we'll present that in December to a public audience. And then January through June, a group of the young people that are in theatric in the fall will continue and we'll tour the show all over. So in the past, we've had some really interesting opportunities to perform for people that kind of want to learn more about what it is to be a queer person or a young person and a young person in Pittsburgh. So, for example, we'll work with the Children's Hospital and present work. We did this about 2 years ago now, and we've done it pretty consistently over the last decade. And we presented a couple scenes to the doctors who are learning to be doctors. They wanted to know how to talk to young people about these kinds of conversations, what are the right questions to ask. And this coming year, we're really excited to launch a new series of workshops as well, so the young people can lead other groups and other community members in art making and talking about queer issues through arts practice. So we're really jazzed to like work with a lot of different schools, teachers, community organizations.
Yeah, it's really important to do this, and it was underscored by one of my summer activities. I was in Johnstown, and two high school graduates working at the Community Foundation for the Alleghenies very strongly wanted to do a short-form radio documentary about how difficult it can be if you're in a smaller community like Johnstown to identify allies and with other folks. And they really did a great story on this issue. And the thing I would really stress to you as you're listening and hopefully being, you know, open-minded is it's really important to just, this is about people, plain and simple. And Dreams of Hope has such a great way of helping connect people. And when we talk about LGBTQA, the A, I think each initial is important, but the A is the best, which is allies. And that stands for people of all, you know, types. And it gives you an opportunity to get engaged yourself, regardless of how you might classify yourself. Mm-hmm. And so that's a pretty cool thing. So you've got a scene. Do you need to set this up at all? This is a scene from what theatric, you know, the kind of work it does as part of our Youth Expression Showcase. Crystal, Matt, anything we need to know?
Or even I'll jump in there if you don't mind.
Oh, sure.
So this is a deal. So the scene that Matt and Crystal are about to share is in process. It's the first draft.
Ah.
And we've just written it. And this is the first time we'll ever be able to read it for a group of people. So really excited to share it with you all. And it's for our play this December. And we started writing it in this past summer. We worked with a group of young people this summer over writing workshops. And they created a world where there's a magical realm and a mortal realm. And all of a sudden, this person from the magical realm has been banished to the mortal realm. And they're a teenager and they're stuck in high school. And they're kind of learning how humans talk about a lot of these issues. So this is where we start in this scene.
Dreams of Hope, the group theatric here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you tell me where to go to the bathroom?
I don't really think that's my job.
No, I mean, can you give me a toilet? Or where is the bathroom?
They're down there and to the right.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
So, what's all this?
This is sign up to join the GSA.
What's that?
Gay Straight Alliance.
Alliance? Is there a war?
I suppose there is.
Wow, I'm sorry.
Thank you?
I hope your side is winning.
I think we might be.
You don't know?
It's hard to tell.
Really?
Yes, I guess things are better.
How many have you lost?
Many?
My condolences.
Thanks. So, do you want to sign up?
For the war?
For the GSA.
I try to stay out of wars.
Reasonable choice.
I could be persuaded.
Really?
So, where is gay and straight and who are they fighting anyway?
Are you trying to make fun of me?
No, I don't think so. Am I?
If you are, you're doing a very bad job at it.
Oh.
Did they not have GSAs at your last school?
No, they did not.
That's too bad. Was it a religious school?
Not really.
Well, do you think you would have joined if they did have one?
I'm not sure. It's exclusively a military organization?
No, we do other activities.
Like what?
Well, we go to dances together a lot. There's a mentorship program. All of us are really into theater, so we do put on performances together. And a few years ago, the group started a band.
Oh, it says here that fairies are welcome.
Yeah, sure. We're here to welcome all identities.
I love fairies. They're so much fun at parties.
Okay. I guess the main thing we do is have a lot of in-depth discussions about what it's like to be different from most of your classmates.
Oh. That sounds nice.
It is. So, can I sign you up?
Yes. I think that would be very nice.
Great. We have meetings every day after school on Tuesdays with Mr. Mansour.
Well done. It's not easy to do. That's the first time that you've put that together. And, you know, GSA, Gay Straight Alliance, a lot of people don't know that term. And, in fact, I was mentioning our work in Johnstown, and we were debating, the kids and I, whether we needed to define that in the radio piece so that, you know, do you just use the acronym or do you explain what it is? And we ended up concluding that it should be spelled out for folks just to be certain. Is there a national model for Dreams of Hope, Adil?
So there's this group called the Pride Youth Theater Alliance. And it's looking and it's connecting. There's about 40 different LGBT theaters across the country. Now, there aren't not specifically like run by Dreams of Hope people, but there's a lot of really cool work happening in Boston, Chicago, New York, New Orleans, Youngstown, really close by. So there are a lot of people doing this kind of work right now.
Excellent. Now, we have a spoken piece that Matt has prepared and... Are you going to do it? He's ready to do it. Oh, who's got the spoke?
It's Matt and Crystal.
Oh, you're both doing it. Matt and Crystal are doing it. And I was going to say is we're going to present that in just a couple minutes because we have a little bit of a station break. We are going to conclude our segment with Dreams of Hope for this morning by hearing Matt and Crystal in a spoken word piece. Anything you need to tell us about to... get us in the mood, Adil? Anything you can do to set this up?
Sure. We're about to share a spoken word piece that was written about 2 years ago with the two people sitting at this table and a lot of other young people and the spoken word artist from Pittsburgh, Vanessa German. So we're really pumped to share this work with you.
Oh, that's terrific. And if you don't know Vanessa German, you should Google Vanessa German and an amazing artist and... let's see, is it Hoper or Holder of Hope? It's both of those things, just an amazing human being. So here with that piece, Matt and Crystal.
Maybe you don't have anyone to talk to.
Maybe you sit on the couch all the time.
The same old loveseat
that has seen far too many wars. Maybe you avoid mirrors.
Maybe you dread the short hand on the clock.
Maybe you can't stop. Listening to something or someone.
A fist inside of your head that keeps saying, I hate you, fat, ugly, stupid, and useless. Why don't you just? And maybe you believe it.
Maybe you've been to a dark place in the deep end of your mind and you can't find a map back.
Maybe you wake up and throw up and cry and hide in bathrooms and lie about where you go to try to be just like everyone else. But it doesn't work. It just hurts. It's like a curse. It gets worse, and you gotta fight the urge to want to die every day. You do whatever it takes. You rage and kick and talk spits and get into fights and use your fists as hearts just to feel something more broken than your own.
I don't know.
Maybe you
don't show
any emotion
at all.
I've been there.
I've been there and there and there and there.
But now, I'm right here with you.
You.
You love.
You strong.
You kind.
You sweet.
You fierce.
You true.
You listen.
You move me.
You are all that and then some. You are a rousing clarinet solo on the 50-yard line. Halftime, bringing them to tears. Woo! You gaga. You dazzle. You awesome pants. You outwiggle everyone in the room. You sequin shine. You silver lining have no fear. Rhythm of the dance floor when you laugh. Lights at the end of the tunnel, friend. You fantastic. You strange. You speak your own language. You do you. You one and only you. You better recognize. You move me.
You love Shaq.
You fever pitch.
You make me want to jump up and down in the concert of your smile.
You Beethoven's fifth me.
You contagious fit of giggles.
You are sickening and I love the way you handle yourself.
You weird.
You rise.
You groove.
You tin roof. Rusted. And you don't have to explain that to anyone.
Unless you want to.
Thank you to Dreams of Hope. And again, the Alley Studios in East Liberty tomorrow in the Pittsburgh area, September 7th, 1 until 5 o'clock, dreamsofhope.org. For more information, did anybody want to say anything they didn't get a chance to say because I did not ask?
So you should come to auditions, even if you think that it's not going to be for you, because the audition is not just an audition for us. It's an audition for you to audition the troupe, to find out if it's for you. Like, you can come the first time and then never come again, and we won't think anything of it. It's totally cool. Just come and see what it's about.
Thanks, Crystal. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Adil.